Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to him. They call me Daddy, A.K. Disco. A.K. Disco. 3 times. And I'm faithful. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh. Oh. Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girls. The one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are take pickles, girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers, we've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Chaz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you,
is.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before.
Good evening. Good evening. This is ATAZP Live, another PAZ Productions Live on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, TAZ. And we welcome into ATAZP Live Mike Stone, producer, arranger, remixer, artist, songwriter. How many more titles you got, Mike?
Man, I don't even know how to count them. I just count them so much. I lost count. Really, I did. I don't even know how many remixes I did. I can't even count them right now. I got a whole bunch more to upload to SoundCloud.com. As a matter of fact, that's where most of my remixes are at. And you can find some of them over at ndabamusic.com, too.
So how long you been doing this, man? Now, out of all the titles, which one did you start first?
You know, that's a good question, because I really forgot which one I started with first, but I have to go so far back to, like, maybe 1996 just to find what remix I did. Because, I mean, I started doing remixes in back in the mid-90s is when I started doing remixes and compositions from the start. And that was my first taste in production and also engineering as a professional, that is. But back then, I was likely still studying the fundamentals between the late 80s and the early 90s. I was likely building my craft from that point. And after that, I started really building it up from that point. Now, in 96, that's when I got serious to do the craft. And it just got so serious, I didn't know how serious it was. It scared the hell out of me when I first found out it was good. Because some friends of mine were telling me, "Is this you, man? Is this you?" I said, "Yeah, that's me. What? Man, this is just, you know." They were telling me this was good. It was good, and I didn't even know how good they were thinking of it. But they said, "You haven't even listened to your stuff, have you?" And I said, "No." So I went back and took a second listen to it, and I said, "Okay, I see what they're saying. This sounds like something that would come out on the record right now."
Right.
And so I didn't know I was that. I'm not bragging or anything. I'm not bragging, but I'm going to give God the grace for what he's given me for this talent, because I couldn't have done it without his help. Because God is everything to me most of the time, and, I mean, that's who I give my most thanks to, and that's my hope. All my help comes from him to do the kind of work I'm doing now. So it's just I can't call it that I did this myself. I can't say that. But, yeah, man, I've been doing this since the mid-90s. It's kind of funny, but I can't remember the first remix I did, though.
I'm going to tell you, I do music as well. Mm-hmm. I mainly do music and make beats and write.
Right.
I've remixed a couple of times, and I know that's tedious. That's kind of... I know, dog, because I've done it before. And I remixed a couple of things and put some things together. But I know that's a lot of time. And then you got to come with another original idea on top of the idea that's already set before you.
Right.
See that?
You have to take such, it's a challenge to yourself. You have to really put your craft into depth, and all that work's got to really be total 100% blood, sweat, and tears. Because
you really
got to put it down just like that and make sure people know that you're standing on, you know, solid ground, and that you mean something, that you want to make a point. And basically with my music, I want to make a point to those that hear it.
Right.
And that's just the way I feel when I come to producing and writing and arranging and engineering, all that stuff. And I just want to just make sure that I'm right there being on point 100%. And I pray to God that it does work, you know. And that's just the basic of it all.
I'm going to tell you, when I went to SoundCloud yesterday,
okay,
I was more than happily impressed, because I was like, man, I like this, and then I went to another one, I like this. He said, download, right? I like this. Dude, I went like stone crazy off of this piece.
Man, thanks, bro.
The first one I'm going to play is
My
Everything.
Layla Hathaway?
Yeah.
Everybody went berserk on that one. They loved that one. I mean, I don't know how many people told me they loved that remix I did for Layla. But they loved it. So I just give all my thanks to everybody that loved the remix. I mean, my appreciation to all the support. Everybody, thank you.
Mike Stone in the house, baby. Here it is.
All right.
Oh,
I don't even know what to say. I appreciate the love.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, I give credit due what credit due. I'm in here shaking my head. I told another artist in D.C. that I'm friends with, gospel singer that I've done a couple beats for on his CD that's supposed to be coming out soon. I told him, I might have to let Mike remix one of my songs. Now that's bad, ain't it?
We okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks.
Do the artists ever actually get to hear the remix?
Yeah, they do get to hear the remix. And I had a lot of artists who really listened to some of the remixes. And some of those remixes have been in some remix contests, and some artists didn't get a chance to hear it, and some did. And I think Layla heard that remix, and she was pretty much like, she was like, struck by it? She was like shocked the way it came out. And the last thing I know, she was likely telling me that she appreciated all the work I put into it. She loved that remix so good. I mean, but the problem was that the contest that it was in, it got snubbed. So it was nothing personal from that snub I got, but it was just something with the judges that were judging in the contest. I don't know, it was some kind of a fluke or something was going on with that. It was at indabamusic.com, and
right.
I just said, well, that don't matter to me. As long as she liked it, that's all that matters. So she loved it. She really did. So, Layla, if you're listening, thank you for all the love that you gave for my remix, and I'm glad that I could be a part of doing something for you, girl. So you know how that goes.
I got a 312 area code as yourself, Mike. The other 312, this is ATAZT Live.
Yeah.
What you got to say to Mike?
Okay.
312.
Yeah, 312, that's it.
Okay. State your name. 312, that's it. Okay.
Hello?
I'm going to put him back on hold.
Yeah.
Obviously, they don't want to talk.
Sounds like he's breaking up there. I couldn't hear him.
Yeah, because he got the computer on at the same time. 770, this is my cousin, I'm hoping.
okay.
770, state your name.
Yeah, my name is Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Charles, what's up?
Man, that was amazing.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
That was amazing. I can't wait to hear some more from you.
Yes. Thank you, man.
Oh, I'm getting ready to play some more because I normally going to tell you, Mike, normally I just get three songs. We talk for about a half hour, and we do our thing and give the artist a chance to give their information out so they can get hit up.
Yeah.
But, man,
right.
I went Mike Stone crazy last night. So, what all instruments do you play? My cousin will be here co-hosting with me as well.
Well, I play a multiple number of instruments. My best loved instrument I love the most is basically I'll say the keyboards, and my first in the past was the drums, but drums is the rhythm that gets everything tight. So basically, drums is my priority instrument. My secondary is the piano, which is, of course, the keyboards. So basically, with the drums and keyboards, it gives me an idea of what the beat should be and how the melody should sound. And the third instrument I like playing is basically the bass guitar, because the bass has that bottom. You got to have that bottom that's got that rhythm going with the drums and the piano and stuff. So those three parts are basically what they call the down pat rhythm section that makes the rhythm gel so that song can be a hit. So basically that's what I like to play right now. So it's the bass guitar, the drums, and keyboards. And the last instrument I usually play is basically a woodwind, and I got started with it when I was like a child. It was like the flute and sax.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I kind of like wrap myself around the whole entire rhythm section mostly, and then when I got that melody going, then I take something and try to, ad lib with it to get that feeling going, you know?
So you are self-taught?
I wouldn't say self-taught because I started in school learning how to read music. And with the piano and the flute and the sax, I kind of learned from that point how to create the melody. And lastly, that came along the way was when I was in high school, that was the drum set, the drums and percussion. So that's when I was like in high school, being in the marching band as a drum cadre and being with the snare drum, bass drum and all that and the drum line. And it kind of like fell into place when I was doing the things on the drum set for the pep band that I was in high school with. And most of my friends and stuff were basically in the band class during sixth period, and that was right, like, back here in Illinois. And I was, like, having a ball, just enjoying the last period to learn music and being able to put all things together from an educational standpoint towards what you could do with reading music and being able to compose it. And with all that in place, everything just, like, went right into the pocket. And then that's when my creativity started really starting to pick up. And that was right after I graduated from high school in the late 80s. And that's why I say in the early 90s, I was starting to work my craft together. And then at the mid-90s, that's when it started taking off. So
Mystery,
I was like, wow.
Mystery Desire, is that an original piece?
Oh, yeah. Mystery Desire. Yeah. Let me tell you, that song, Mystery Desire, was... That came out of nowhere. I'm going to tell you like this. It was out of a deep sleep. I came out of a deep sleep one night, and that melody was just playing in my head, and I was like, what is this melody I'm feeling? I mean, I don't know what this is. So I just went right over to my keyboard and started playing this melody, and it was like one of the melodies where you don't know where it's coming from, and you just don't know what it is, but it feels good when you're playing. When I was playing it, it felt good with the chords. And with those chords, I just said, okay, let's put this put a beat together and put a bass together and so forth and so forth. Everything's just fell in place. And so I just said, okay, this song came out of nothing but a mystery in my sleep. And that's why I titled it Mystery Desire. Because the music is very desiring. And that's why I felt that it should be called that.
You're listening to another TAZ production, coming to you live and recorded live. I am G Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check out my official website, G Wright Online, gwrightonline.com. This is another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live.
Hey, TAZP, Mystery Design. Man, Mike.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Just did the commercial. Just did the commercial.
Uh-huh.
I think he's in here. Wait a minute. Let me see. 202. Is this who I think it is?
What's up, big bro?
This is G Mike, the guy that just did the commercial. He already told me he was listening in, and he had to go do some study and read this book for his job. And Cat was like intrigued. I had to listen one more minute.
All right.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, man. First of all, I gotta say I was listening to your show, and I did a show last night. I'm like, what am I doing on this show? How is that my voice? How did he do this?
That's easy.
I forgot that he had that.
Oh, man.
I know, right?
Hey, I feel you.
I'm not listening to my show, okay? But, man, I have to tell you, man, that music is off the chain.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Thank you so much.
As TAZ would say, you are one bad cat.
Oh, man, thanks. I mean, I'm humbled, really. I really am humbled to hear that, really.
I mean, it's like, wow. You know, I'm telling you, I have some reading to do, but I said, you know, I had to call in and just say, keep doing what you're doing, man. And I'm
man.
sure you're gonna be at the house party, right?
Oh yeah. Where's Mike gonna be? Just let me know. I'll be there.
Mike don't know about this house party, but he need to come through for real. We do it every year, Mike.
Give me the date and time. Give me the date and place and time. I'll be over there.
All right.
I'll definitely come out.
I'll definitely tell you in the notes. I will definitely tell you, man.
If I got to fly out there, I'll do that. Okay?
Thank you, G Wright, for calling in, man. Get back to reading your book, dude.
I agree.
Hey,
G Wright.
God bless you guys. Take it easy.
Bless you too, bro.
Thanks.
All right.
That's G Wright. Host of the Heart and Love Show here on Blog Talk Radio. He's one of the first. He said I'm one of the first people that interviewed him on my radio show, and he was loving it ever since then. He's come to the house parties. We've collabs on a couple of his joints for his gospel CD.
Wow.
So he was really feeling your music for real, man.
Oh, okay. Thank you, man. I mean, I'm glad you guys are enjoying what you're hearing, because I'm doing my best to try to put out some music that really makes a whole lot of sense, and it I'm trying to bring back that flavor that was likely lost in the 90s and stuff, because it seems like what happened was that when 2000 came in, everything started falling off the plate and it spilled on the floor and stuff like that, and it's just like everything from melodies started just getting drier and drier and drier year after year. And I said, I just put my foot down. I said, this is it. I'm going to come on in and just put my shit down. I'm just going to excuse my language, but, yeah, you know.
I love when people put music into music.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And I agree with you wholeheartedly about melodies was gone. And my cousin, who is still on the line, Charles, a.k.a. J. Bug, is still on the line and does music himself, can agree with you on that.
Okay. Hey, Chuck, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah.
I definitely, as I was listening to it, I was like, this brother put some real time into this. And
man,
you can feel it all the way through the song.
I couldn't help myself. It's just something inside me just said, do this, Mike, do this, and make it sound like you don't want to go back to yesterday. Just bring it to now. And I mean, yesterday is what. It's not nothing bad on yesterday, but it's just that what we're into right now is like yesterday has got to be gone, and it's like the melody is dead. We got to bring that melody back. We got to go back to between what was then and bring it back to now.
Yep.
That's all it is. I mean, it's just what it is right there. It's all I feel.
You did your thing, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All
Now, I listen to everything. I'm going to tell you, I want to say I'm a music aficionado. I listen to everything. I get everything. I got to hear everything, and I can't let things pass me by. Jason Derulo?
Yeah. Oh, Jason Derulo. Oh, man.
I missed that song. And I was offended when I heard it because I hadn't heard it. But when I heard it, I said, I like this version. I don't know what version he got, but this version is jumping. Explain that, Mike. Explain that, Cat.
Wow. All right. Yeah, that's the Don't Want to Go Home remix. I was listening to the original version of that, and all I could think of was like, it took me back to the house music days of Robin S., because he was using Robin S. Track, Show Me Love. And I said, wait a minute.
Okay.
And then when I heard the rest of it, I said, okay, this is a little bit weak here. I hate to say it, but it was kind of weak. It wasn't, like, hyped up enough. So I said, okay, let me go throw some funk into this. Get my bass guitar out, start plucking it out. And next thing you know, I said, okay, I'm ready to get nuts on this. So I just threw a beat down so hard that it just almost broke the wall down. But
this is called Don't Want to Go Home.
Yeah, Don't Want to Go Home, the remix.
Don't you
Mr. Jason Derulo. Don't want to go home.
That thing had me a fan all over. I like that song. I like the words. Like I said, I don't know what the version he had.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I had to bring the funk in on that one because I mean it had to be funky. I just couldn't let it sit there looking like something of Cheese Whiz without the cracker. You know what I mean?
Right. It's just plain.
Because the basic was I said okay, I'm gonna bust this thing out. So I had to come with it. So I just went deep into that whole entire groove and just went nuts. So there's the result right there. You heard it right here. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you enough for all the love and support. I mean, I humbly appreciate everybody that's been digging the music I put out. And, yeah, and plus also there is an album coming out for me next year. And January 2013 is going to be my debut album, which is entitled World Groove. So that's going to be in January 2013. And some of the cuts right now that's been are singles right now, as a matter of fact. I think one of the cuts that's going to be on there is Stepper, which is a Stepper
right.
track. Chicago's been blowing that Stepper track up a lot. You can find that one on iTunes. And that one right now is right now selling off the chart as far as I'm concerned and opinionated about it.
After high school, you went to DeVry.
Yeah, that was the institute. That was the college. That was the private institution I went to. DeVry University was now the name of it. It was called DeVry Institute of Technology when I went. I majored into computer information systems. I took up the computer studies from there at the time being because I actually, when I graduated from high school, I was taking computer technology courses in high school. And the high school I went to was likely in a Quad City metropolitan area named Rock Island, Illinois. And I was in that area going to Rock Island High School. So say hi. I'm saying hi right now to my alumni, class of 88. Yeah, I'm that old, y'all. So you know how it goes. But I'm still feeling like I'm 26. So blah, blah, blah. There you go.
I was getting ready to ask that because for you, you're still a young man probably than me.
I'm
an old cat. Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I got no wrinkles on my face. That's for sure.
All over the place where I'm at.
Let me tell you something. If Bernadette Cooper is like in her 50s and she don't look it, then I don't look it if I'm in my
40s. Because I'm in my 50s as well.
There you go. But basically, we know that the new 50 is the 50 is the new 30, and the 40 is the new 20.
Okay.
So basically, we're in the fountain of youth. This is the future right now. We're in the fountain of youth futures.
You hear that, Jay Bug? So you're 20 now.
and fish is the new chicken.
No, he didn't. I'm about to write that one down, man. I'm putting that one in my phone right now. Forget it.
my cousin Jay Bug, he does music as well.
Okay.
I'm sure he might have a question for you, Mike.
Man, please ask.
I'm throwing him on the spot.
Okay,
you
go ahead and ask, bro. I'm here.
Okay. I know you had lessons as a when you were younger. Was it with one instrument and then you just expounded upon that because you knew how to read music, or you had lessons on all of the instruments?
Well, I expanded on it because once I get used to an instrument and I can play it the way it should be played, then I'll just take it to the next level and become more versatile or better yet, more innovative with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the word I guess I'm saying, because the factor is, as far as you hear a musician, when they take an instrument, they play for the first time, they start to learn it from the first time. But once you learn it and you know the fundamentals around the instrument, then you can take it to another level the way you wish to do it and improvise with it the way you should or you can. So basically with me, after I studied around the instrument, I actually took it and improvised it to my ability to be able to perform such, you know, musical tricks on it. Such as with drum set, I could be able to perform a musical trick on that. Piano, I could perform a musical trick on that. Bass guitar, I could perform a musical trick on that. and even electric guitar I could perform a musical trick on that. So I guess Taz didn't tell you about that one remix I did for Ozo Motley called 45 where that guitar solo was in there, and that was me playing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, most of the remixes that you hear that are or that are arranged in the way that they are, that's me playing all the instruments. There's nobody in the studio but me, actually. Unless I need a horn section, I'll probably bring them in, or a string section. I could probably use those, but basically I can get those off my keyboard and make it sound like it was a full string section in my studio. So basically, I was playing all. Overall, I was playing all the instruments on every remix in the record I was doing.
Diane Womack Foreman. Womack Foreman. She told me to tell you hello. She was in the chat room. She left out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know her. Hey, Diane. What's up, girl? What's up, sister? she's the cousin of Bobby Womack, as a matter of fact, y'all.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, she's Bobby Womack's cousin. And plus, the guy, Jay Rome, I think that's her cousin, too. The one that won the duet show on ABC. That's
right,
her cousin
right.
also. So she's a cousin of Jay Rome, who is now the winner of the duet show.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so Diane's got some pipes, too. She could sing her butt off.
Well, we need Diane, too.
Yeah. I'll get her and the rest of there was a girl group, there was a gospel group that she used to sing with a quartet known as the Gospel Supremes. I'm putting you out there, Diane, so you better be happy if I'm doing this. Please be happy.
I need to get with Diane now, for real, because I need somebody to sing, for real.
Well, she can sing, because she got some pipes, I'm telling you. She can sing. And she's a singer for life. She's one of the background singers that was back in the 70s doing vocals for Tyrone Davis.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think she was on the Turn Back the Hands of Time song.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I think one is her.
And she was also on, if you remember, the song Tyrone Davis In the Mood.
Yeah, I remember that.
She was on that too, and she can sing, brothers. Believe me, the woman got pipes.
Diane need to do an album because I remember all the songs she just got through Nate.
What? Oh yeah, well she was trying to do an album earlier, and I don't know what happened, but I'm thinking about going. I got one song that I got through putting her voice down on, and I think I'm gonna take that one and put her through. With that record. I'm not telling you the name of it, so I'm just going to surprise y'all with it. But you just look out for the name Diane Womack.
Okay, I will.
As long as we can try to get her, as long as we can try to work her into the groove, that means she's got a single and she can be able to have a hit. So,
right.
Just keep her in your notebook. Make sure that
somewhere
you know,
I'm gonna befriend her here on Blog Talk because she popped through the show.
Sounds
also,
good.
Also, this Peter Gabriel song.
Oh,
Frontier.
Oh.
Wait a minute. That Peter Gabriel song. Now, you know, I like Peter Gabriel. And my cousin said the only song that you knew was Sledgehammer. Was that right?
Right.
J-Buck?
Yeah, that's all I could think of off the top of my head.
Okay.
But this song, how did you come about doing this one?
Games Without Frontiers. Yeah. Man. No, I'm going to tell you the truth. When I did the remix to that song, Games Without Frontiers, I actually was thinking of Sledgehammer in mind. Because I was thinking about how funky that song was, right? So
right.
I just went ahead and said, okay, well, Games Without Frontiers, we know the original value of that song. It was just like, it was like it was. Its originality was great when it first came out. But it just needed a new kick to it. So I said, well, wait a minute. If you put a Sledgehammer-like group with Games Without Frontiers and make it funky as that, then you're going to have something likely, something that the fans of Peter Gabriel is going to love this as well as they're going to love the remix of Games Without Frontiers. So I just said, okay, let me get to see how funky I can get this record to sound instead of it being with just with a little drum machine and with the little whatever. So I just brought it out and made it stronger. And put some more mellowness into the groove and put the keys right in there, a little bit of depthness and all that good stuff, and boom, 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 and there it was. It was right there in front of me. I said, wow. it was shocking how it came out, though. And I'm going to tell you, everything I do is not likely what I expect it to sound that damn good, but once I play it back and revise it and revamp it and re-engineer it, just do all the things that need to be able to tool it up to make it sound like it should, it comes out to be something that's unexpectedly brilliant, I guess, and it's just that I just wait till I take it to the people who is going to listen to it and tell me what they think of it. And
right.
If it's good, then great. If not, I'll go back and redo it. But basically, this one came out the way it had to come out, so I'm appreciating that the way it sounded right now is just perfect. I love it. And I mean, I love everybody that loves it, too. So if y'all love it, I say one more time, thank you so much.
This is Games Without Frontiers.
Yeah.
Probably will. Games without frontiers, war without
that song, brother. That remix is kind of sick. The guitar lick was like right on. So it was so funky, but yet so rocky. But I don't know, you understand what I'm saying? And I love it like that. I like a nasty guitar that sounded like rock. You understand what I'm saying? You dipped the rock into some funk, and it was a beautiful thing.
Because it was like it was just something I had to really put together to make it sound really much like something that I mean I know one thing, but Peter Gabriel, I found out a lot about his influences is likely basically he loves soul music, he loves funk, he loves rock, he loves all kinds of music. So I decided to put something that he did like he did on Sledgehammer, like I said, and try to put that into something of this remix to GameStop Frontiers and just make it sound somewhat as funky as the Sledgehammer song. And that's all I could think of. It's just something I said, okay, I got to make this thing really groove and put together something of a funky bass line where, you know, the groove is right there and the bass line is killing it. And the guitar sound is actually the original guitar lick that's coming from Peter Gabriel's original studio session, which I feed that in. So He sent me the stem so I could be able to try to work it out for whatever I felt that was going to go into the remix itself.
Okay.
And after that, it was just like, wow, magic just started happening, and I was
Did he like that?
Yeah, he loved it. He loved it. As a matter of fact, I was able to create to put that in the video on YouTube, which is on my page on YouTube. It's youtube.com/MikeStone05. Again, www.youtube.com/MikeStone05. It's on that page, and you can catch that video with that remix playing. And so far, everyone's been, like, looking at it, and they've been loving it. And so Peter appreciated my help in, you know, supporting that song a little bit further for the future, I guess, for 2012. So there you have it, and that was just, it was like a dream come true for me to be able to do something for Peter. And Peter, thanks for letting me be able to remix one of your tracks.
Jay Bug, what do you have to say about that track?
Man, that thing was butter.
Thanks, bro.
For real. I mean, you could tell that, I mean, once again, it was well thought out. You became one with the song.
Yeah, I felt that too, because it was something that the song I was so into. I was so used to hearing it so many times. It was one of my favorite Peter Gabriel tracks, to be honest. And to hear it and be able to be a part of it, it was like, you know, I'm gonna tell you like this. My head was throbbing when Peter was letting me be able to put this remix together. I was really throbbing. I couldn't believe he was letting me do it.
That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah,
how'd you get in touch with
them? It was just unbelievable.
Say it again, Jay Bug.
Did you have a connection with him, or?
I had a connection with him online, and I'm gonna tell you the truth. I went through Adobe Music to get a hold of him, and suddenly it's like out of the blue, he was holding the contest and such, and I was able to talk with some of the people at Adobe about taking the stems and being able to create my own remix of that, and then they had a contest after that, so I was able to submit it. But it didn't matter if I won or not, but the fact was that Peter heard it, and he appreciated it and loved it. And that was basically the dead giveaway, was when it came to the staff of Indaba Music to let me take those stems and do whatever I wanted to with them. And that's how it came about.
And Jay Bug, I'm also a part of their website as well, and that's how I get different remixes and stems, as Mike is talking about, from a lot of different artists where I can remix other people's songs as well.
That's
I've been
cool.
doing that for a minute too.
Plus, I want to give a shout out to my boy Mantis. He's been a crazy remix fan of mine. He's been a fan of my He's been a fan of my remixes, he said. So I got to give him props and tell him thanks for his support, because he's been checking out what I had on my page on indabamusic.com, and he's been supportive. So I got to give Mantis a lot of respect and a lot of love, cuz, but I mean, he's been really wanting to see me go far with what I have. So I appreciate you, Mathis. Thank you.
And also, Mike, give your information out so people can hit you up, know when the album is coming out, because you will be back on this show again when the album drops.
Okay, I'll tell you what. People can find me on the website at www.notoriousimage.com. That's NOTORIOUSIMAGE.com. Notorious Image, like more like Notorious B.I.G. You can spell that pretty much, but the image is I-M as in Mike, A-G as in George, E as in Ernie.com. And that you can find all the information about the album release, some few other samples of music I have. And you can also find me at soundcloud.com/MikeStone3000. And
now,
that way, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go on, sir.
Yeah, so that I was going to say, you can find remixes of some of the material over there, and also some demos of some new music I'm working on. I'm sampling those to the masses so they can hear those, to hear what I got coming up. No, I'm not going to put everything up there, but I'm just going to let you hear a little something that I have and such for the new album for 2013. And like I say, if any of the celebrities out there listening right now, if you'd like for me to do a remix with you on any projects, I'm free. I'm ready to go. So if you want me to collaborate with you, I would be delighted to. Whatever it is, let's make the money. Let's do it. Let's kick it.
Mike Stone, y'all. I want to thank Mike for calling in. Like I said, I listened, and I was, like, blown away because I listened to everything.
Hey, man, I appreciate you letting me be here on the Blog Talk Radio. I mean, I didn't expect you to be so supportive like this. I mean, I'm so humble, it's ridiculous, and I really appreciate you, man.
Well, thank you, and Jay Bug, you got any last words?
Man, keep doing your thing, please. Music needs you.
I say, bro, I thank you for being supportive, too, because, I mean, one thing I'm gonna give great. I'm gonna give all thanks to be first to God. I mean, because if without Him, I'd be nothing right now. And plus, secondly, I give it to all you and Taz on the Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys. I mean, I can't be more thankful enough. You don't understand. My humility right now is just right up there on the high.
Well, man, I'm gonna end this with the remix you did with for Snoop Dogg and Kid Cudi.
Oh man. Please. The G-Funk
remix.
Man.
I love it.
You don't understand. I'm going to tell you, like, before you play it, I'm going to tell you like this. There's been so many people tell me about this G-Funk remix of That Tree that they never, they just wish that Snoop Dogg could have took that and just threw it on his remix compilation album. But he didn't never get a chance to do it because what the problem was that there were so many people that were smothering my remix, just hopping over me like trampling me, trying to get their remix to be heard, that Snoop never got a chance to hear this. So if Snoop's listening now, he's going to get a chance. So basically I just put it out there and just let everybody download the thing because, I mean, Snoop probably was too high. I don't know what's up. But basically, I don't know what happened. But basically, if you're going to play it, there it is. People, I'm glad you're going to enjoy this because once you hear it, you're going to be thinking I'm Dr. Dre sitting at the studio, but I'm not Dr. Dre. I'm Mike Stone.
Well, thank you, Mike Stone, for coming in. Thank you, J-Bug, for calling in. This is ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio. We ended it with Trees remix by Mike Stone.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thanks so much, y'all.
What they say is that they knew me. groupie on my head like a toothpick. My nigga Kid Cudi, that's my little buddy. Call some hoes up and get some credit cutty. What's your life like? Mine's is kinda tight. A long way from hustling, that China white. My people love me, the fans love me, come on, bro. If you ain't showing love, then what you call for? I don't need it in my life. My kids pay the price for so alike in need of my wife. Smoke till I'm gone, dog on the throne. I'm worldwide known, I'm a boss in the zone. I get it how I get it, cause I can. I earn my spot, you see the plan. I was fucking with my fans. I turned out to be the better man. Importance of life, you understand. While I'm puffing on this grain,
everything I'm having, it ain't necessity. Though I'm shining, keep on grinding. What you see ain't all of me. Though I keep them hoes, don't love them hoes. The code in which I roll, it's so simple what I need. You know I keep my fam, and I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na.
Get it, they make, can't forget it, they make the people wanna touch you. The people watch you. Can't forget it, they make, can't forget it, they make the people wanna touch you. Can't forget it, they make, can't forget it, they make the people wanna touch you. Can't forget it, they made me who I am.
Snoop Dogg and that's tonight.
Can't forget it, they make, can't forget it, they make the people wanna touch you. The people watch you. Can't forget it, they make, can't forget it, they make. Can't forget it, they made the people wanna touch you. Can't forget it, they made the people wanna touch you. Can't forget it, the people won't. Can't forget the people won't. Can't forget the people.
Everything I'm having, it ain't necessity. Though I'm shining, keep on grinding. What you see ain't all of me. Though I keep them all, don't love them all. The code in which I roll, it's so simple what I need. You know I keep my fam, and I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na.
Get it, they made me who I am, a king, and I'm still on the scene, you gotta love it, all out in public, the people wanna touch you, I need a blunt with the stuffing, nigga, it's nothing for me to chill out, post up at the house with Matt on the screen, and smash on the homies, Hollywood nights now, everybody on me, in the blogs talk shit like they know me, all four, take your niggas to school, how to get rich and stay cool, Scooby, Nico Dub, show your homie, even with the critics and the feds all on me, I was tapping all the shonies, dog, but my folks call me Snoopy, boss dog, nigga sue me, ponytail swinging as I lay in the jacuzzi, loving my life while I'm popping on the squeeze.
Everything I'm having, it ain't necessity, though I'm shining, keep on grinding, what you see ain't all of me, though I keep them all, don't love them all, the code in which I roll, it's so simple what I need, you know I keep my fam, and I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na.
Snoop Dogg in the house tonight, throwing that Laker book that I know just like Kid Cudi, my nephew, raise that shit right now. Would you? In the house tonight, raising that Laker that I know you like. Kid Cudi, my nephew, raise that shit right now. My nigga like.